Disaster reduction experts are meeting in Accra for 2 days to finalize a blueprint on how to track disasters in the sub-region. Top on the agenda is the critical question of how to ensure an inclusive approach to enhance resilience of urban populations in order not to exacerbate existing patterns of inequality. Spearheaded by the UN, the meeting will look at how resilience can reinforce both sustainable and unsustainable development pathways. UN Country Coordinator Christine Evan Clark said Ghana continues to go round its disaster resilience policy without proper implementation, a situation, Ms. Clark said, became evident in the June 3 fire and flood disaster. Irirapuna Paha reports.
Disasters and its devastating impact continues to attract global attention towards resilience and reduction in recognition of cities as a lifeline of today's societies. The United Nations Office for Disaster Risk Reduction launched a campaign that seeks to support sustainable urban development by promoting resilient activities and increasing local level understanding of disaster risk. Ghana was chosen as a case study because of last year's June 3rd twin disasters. The meeting brought experts on the field to discuss ways to reduce disasters and mitigate its effect on people, especially the vulnerable. UN Country Coordinator Christine Evans Clark said Ghana's quest to have a safer and disaster-free cities will be a mirage if policies towards that direction continue to gather ducks on the shelves.
Reduction in deaths and economic losses caused by disasters, especially flooding, and especially on protecting the poor and people in vulnerable situations, and as a necessary condition for that ambitious list.
National Coordinator of NADMU, Brigadier General Francis Vibzanziri, said the organization considers disaster management a challenge since disasters have become more difficult to manage due to increase in slums in urban cities.
Two issues will always come to mind if we are to reduce how to rehabilitate the existing communities to conform with current requirements, how to plan new settlements in the light of the hazards that we face.
Currently, on the average, 55% of our people live in urban areas. In just over 40 years from this milestone, no less than 95% of Ghanaians will live in urban areas. The Gama is inhabited by approximately 4 million people, making it the second largest metropolitan conglomeration of Ghana, of Ghana's population. These numbers are extraordinary and call for extraordinary response. This is a root cause of many of our problems.